Welcome everybody.
再一次欢迎大家。
Hope you've been well.
希望大家都一切都好。
Hallelujah. It feels like I haven't been here for a long time.
好像我很久没有在大家的哦来到当中了。
Okay, this year we've been talking about how a Christian we are on a journey.
那么之前呢，我们讲到说，我们基督徒的生命就好像一个旅程，一个过程。
God is leading us in a process.
神带领我们经历一些过程
in order to prepare us for a moment of crisis.
那么为了之后可能会遇到的一些危机呢来预备我们
The crisis could be trouble or it could be an encounter with God.
那么这个危机呢可能是一个困难或者是我们与神相遇的一个契机
For example, Jesus went through a process and in the baptism, he encountered the Father.
就好像主耶稣他之前经历一个过程然后在水洗之后呢他与父相遇
So we as Christians we also walk in a path
所以同样呢我们基督徒那么也是走在一个过程当中
If you like it or not all of us are walking in a path of some kind
所以不管我们大家你是否喜欢都好我们是走在一个旅途当中
The people in the world are also walking in a path
那么在世上的人呢他们也是走在他们的道路当中
The question is, what will be at the end of that path?
重要的是，在这个道路的末了是什么？那个终点是
什么？We believe something good will happen to us.
我们相信，在我们道路的终点是有好的事情发生。
And at the end, we will meet with Jesus.
在那个终点，我们会与我们的主相遇。
You know, every one of us, when we die, when we go to heaven, the first person we see is Jesus.
当我们离世归父回到天家的时候。我们见到的第一个人是就是我们的主。
How many of you agree with me? Jesus is quite busy.
有多少人会觉得说我们的主是不是很忙，每天很忙碌
Yet he's still waiting for you when you arrive.
但是他仍然会抽时间，会在你到天家的时候在那边等待你，等候你。
When we close our eyes and when we open our eyes, we see Jesus.
当我们在闭眼和睁眼的一瞬间，其实我们就见到我们的主了。
But before that happens, we've got work to do.
但是在我们离世归父之前呢，我们还有工作在要做。
We have the path that Jesus wants us to walk.
我们有主为我们预备的道路要去走。
And in the past 2 weeks, we're saying that we can do nothing without Jesus.
那么之前我们讲到说，离开了主，我们什么都做不了。
And it is only through Jesus do we find the Father.
只有借着我们的主，我们见到我们的父。
It is only through Jesus do we know the Holy Spirit.
借着主我们领受了圣灵
Jesus is at the center of our faith
耶稣基督是我们信心的中心和焦点
He should be the center of your focus for your life
他应该是耶稣也是我们人生一切关注的焦点
Today I want to talk about how do I know that I'm following Jesus
今天我跟大家分享说我们如何知道我们是在跟随我们的主呢
Am I following Jesus?
我现在正在跟随耶稣吗
This is a question I often ask myself.
这也是我常常问我自己的一个问题
Am I following Jesus?
我现在正在跟随耶稣吗
Amen. And one of the answer really to this question is quite simple.
其实可能这个问题的答案呢很简单
You see, life has ups and downs.
我们的人生有高有低。
Sometimes we are blessed, sometimes we go through a hard time.
有时候我们很蒙福，有时候我们会经历一些苦难。
But in every event, does it lead us closer to Jesus?
但是在我们经历的每个光景当中，是不是都吸引我们更亲近我们的主呢？
If life's negative lead us closer to Jesus, or life's positive lead us closer to Jesus, then we are walking with Jesus.
我的答案是，不管是我们遇到顺境或者逆境，都会引领我们更加的亲近主，那么就证明我们确实在跟随他。
I've been in church long enough.
我在教会其实很长时间了。
To realize not every blessing is from God.
其实让我意识到，不是每个祝福都是从神而来的。
I remember people come to me week after week, ask me to pray for them.
我记得有人就是，连续不断的来找我，叫我为他们祷告。
Especially for a job.
特别是为了一些工作。
And when their problem is resolved or they get their job, you don't see them next week.
可能很多时候他们祷告被蒙垂听，他们找了工作，那么接下来的时间就见不到他们了。
So I ask you this question, is that person walking with Jesus?
我要问你这个问题，那么这个人他是在跟随主吗？
Now in fact, their job and their answer to prayer has led them away from Jesus.
但是反而是好像这个看似被垂听的祷告却让他们远离了神。
But I also met people who've gone through a lot of lows and a lot of problems.
我也见过很多人，他们生命经历了很多高山低谷的。
It is because of that problem they came closer to Jesus.
但是正是他们所经历这些苦难，吸引他们更亲近主。
So whether life is positive or negative, in everything that happens, it should be a step closer to Jesus.
所以在我们的人生当中，不管是消极的光景还是积极的光景，都是应该是一个契机来吸引我们更加的靠近我们的主。
So am I following Jesus?
我在跟随我的主吗？
We should examine, am I closer to him?
我们应该来审查我们自己是不是与我们的主耶稣亲近
呢？ Let's not be a Christian who grab and go.
我们不要成为这样的基督徒，只是得到我们索取的就离开了。
Let's be a Christian who grab and hold on to Jesus.
让我们成为一个抓住并且紧紧持续不断的抓住的基督徒。
Amen. Hallelujah. Because when times come, your children need you as parents to know Jesus.
因为当我们遇到这样的时间，我们的孩子需要一个真正认识主的父母。
Because if a family have Jesus as a center, they've got stability.
当一个家庭他们的中心是建立在基督里面的时候，他们就有这个稳定。
No matter what happened around the world is changing very fast. But with Jesus in the center of your home, you have stability.
但是不管这个世界如何快速的变化改变，只要耶稣是我们一家的中心，我们就不会就持续稳定。
I rarely find a successful marriage if it does not have Jesus.
我很少见到一个成功的家，成功的婚姻当中是没有主的。
A family that prays together, a couple that prays together, stays together.
那么那些一起祷告的夫妻，他们也是关系非常的紧密的。
So today I'm going to look at Peter.
今天我们一起来看看彼得。
The Apostle Peter.
使徒彼得的生命。
To see some of the things that he went through in his walk with God.
看看他在与主。同行的一些经历,
to illustrate some of these points.
让我们来证明我要表达一些观点。
Now Peter first met with Jesus when Jesus borrowed his boat.
主当时啊，彼得遇见主呢，是当时主要借他的渔船来用。
And afterwards, Jesus said to Peter, "Put your boat out and throw your net."
然后之后呢，主就对彼得说，他说你撇下你的渔船和你的网。
Peter replied, Lord, I've been toiling all night. My friends and I, we've been fishing all day. We caught nothing.
然后彼得就回答说，他说，主啊，我们整晚都去劳作捕鱼，但是都毫无收获。
But then they obeyed Jesus' word and threw the net and they caught a lot of fish.
然后但是后来他们遵从主的吩咐，把那个网撒在那个船的右边，然后就捕获了很多的鱼。
And as a result, Peter was convicted.
然后就是因为见到这样的经历，然后彼得非常的被信服。
And responded to Jesus.
然后他就回应主。
To follow Jesus.
然后他愿意要跟随主。
Amen.
Amen.
At some point in our lives, something happened, and we decided, I'm going to follow Jesus.
可能在我们人生的经历当中，有一个时间点让我们觉得说我们要决定要跟随主。
I made that decision 40 years ago. When did you make that decision to follow Jesus?
我40年前做了一个立志要跟随主的决定。那么你是什么时候做的这个决定的呢？
The key question is, it's easy to follow Jesus at the beginning, but am I still following Jesus 40 years later?
那么问题的关键就是，可能在我们初信之时很容易跟随主，但是在40年后的今天，我们还是仍然跟随主吗？
I am following Jesus.
是的，我仍然跟随我的主。
And here we read in Luke chapter 5 verse 10 to 11. Jesus said to Simon, okay.
路加福音的五章十节。
Do not be afraid. Now you will be catching men.
耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。
And when they had brought their boats to land, they left, what did he say? Everything and followed him.
然后十一节说，他们把两只船靠了岸以后，就撇下所有的跟随了耶稣。
Did it read, if Peter was Chinese, he would keep one foot in the boat and the other foot in the land? 要搞打两船 ，yeah?
一脚踏两船。如果彼得是我们中国人的话，可能是一只脚踩在船上，一只脚踩在陆地上，脚踏两只船。
In other words, I believe in Jesus, but I don't want anything else.
就是换言之，就是我想跟随主，但是我又不想放弃我的东西。
I want heaven, but I don't want to follow Jesus.
或者换言之，或者我想要天堂的所有的祝福，但是我却不想跟随
主。All I want Jesus to do is make me successful.
我想要耶稣为我做的就是让我变得成功就好了。
Come to me when I have an emergency.
当我有紧急情况的时候，主你来满足我，帮助我。
And that's our temptation.
可能这是我们常常遇到的一个试探。
But to follow Jesus when life is good is tough. To follow Jesus when life is good.
当生命啊生活一帆风顺的时候，很难去跟随。
To spend time with Jesus when I could be doing something else is difficult.
可能就是与其你把这个时间花来寻求神，我可以把这个时间用来做其他很多事情。
To go to church on Sunday when I could be sleeping, or I could be in a coffee shop somewhere.It's too much.
就是好像星期天我要把这个时间去教会的时间，其实我可以去咖啡店喝杯咖啡，坐下来很休闲的时间。
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, following Jesus is hard.
弟兄姊妹们，告诉大家，跟随耶稣是很不容易一件事情。
It's been like going to work is hard.
就像每天周一到周五我们要去上班一样。
Going to college and going to school is hard.
去上学好像也是很困难的，不是吗？
But why do we do it?
但是为什么我们还是坚持去做呢？
Because we know it's good for us.
因为我们知道不管上班或上学对我们来说都是好的。
And yet none of the jobs, none of the schools are eternal, but Jesus is eternal.
在世上的不管是工作也好学也好，没有任何东西是能持永恒的。
It affects the rest of your life.
但是我们的耶稣却是永恒的，他会影响我们的一生永恒。
If there's anything that you should invest in,is investing your relationship with Jesus.
如果你要投资任何东西，我会建议你投资在你跟主的关系上。
Get to know Jesus now. Don't wait until you get to heaven.
现在就开始来认识我们的主，不要等到去到天堂以后。
Because when you get to heaven, how you know Jesus will affect your eternity.
因为去到天堂以后，我们在世上对主所累积的认知会影响我们的永恒的生命。
Our eternal life begins now, not when we get to heaven.
我们的永生从现在这个时刻就开始，不是离世归父的时候。
Our walk with God begins now and continues in heaven.
我们与主同行的那个旅程从现在就开始，然后在永恒当中持续。
Amen. Your position, who you are in heaven, is very much depend on what you do with Jesus now.
我们现在在世上与神与主所做的事情，很大程度会影响我们在天上的一个尊位。
When you get to heaven, it's too late.
真的是，如果等到在去到天堂的时候，就太晚了。
Amen. Start now.
从现在就开始。
It's just like I wish 40 years ago I bought a house.
就好像我希望我40年前就有这个想法买这个房子。
40 years ago, if you want to buy a house.In central London, it was only about £2,000. It was cheaper than a car.
可能在四十年前，你要在伦敦市中心买一套房子，非常的便宜，几千磅就搞定了，比买一辆车还便宜。
But who knows that?
但谁会想到呢？
Because nobody told you.
因为那个时候你没有这样的想法。
But the Bible tells you about your eternity.
但是圣经已经提前告诉了我们关乎我们永生的
事情。If you invest in Jesus now, when you get to heaven, the value is incredibly high.
当我们现在在今生，我们就把我们的时间投资在耶稣身上的时候，到永恒的时候，那个价值就是超乎所，就是无法想象的。
You know, to compare to other people, although I did not invest like others, but I invested most of my life in God.
可能我没有像其他人一样来投资在世上的一些财富，但是我把我的时间投资在耶稣的身上的时候。
You and I may not be driving the kind of car that we should be driving, or living in the house that we should be living.
可能我们不像其他人像开那种豪车住豪宅。
Because you've been investing in God.
但是你却把你的时间和精力来用在投资在主耶稣身上。
Let me tell you, you are a wise investor.
我告诉你，你是一个有智慧的理财人。
Amen.
Amen.
Investing in Jesus is better than any Bitcoin.
那么我们投资在耶稣身上比起投资任何的电子货币都来得有价值。
We have more faith in something that is not even real.
我们拥有的东西其实都是很虚无的东西，虚拟货币。
Jesus offers far more.
但是我们的主是超乎万有的。
Amen.
Amen.
You see, people boast around me, but I'm quietly content.
很多人在我面前夸耀，但是我里面我真的很满足。
Because I'm investing in Jesus.
因为我知道我在我的耶稣，我的主身上我在投资。
You see, Peter decided to follow Jesus.
这里彼得他决定要跟随耶稣。
And he left everything.
他撇下他所有的。
And when we begin our journey, when we were born again, this is how we felt. Following Jesus was exciting.
当我们重生的时候，我们决定要跟随主的时候，我们觉得跟随主这个过程很让人兴奋。
When we were in our 20s, we were very enthusiastic. We want to save the world.
然后我们在可能二十岁出头的时候，我们为主很火热，我们觉得我们要拯救世界。
So we begin our journey.
我们开始了这段旅程。
Full of enthusiasm.
充满了热情。
So in John chapter 13 verse 36, we see that enthusiasm in Simon Peter.
那么我们在西门彼得身上看到的对主的这种热情。
And he said to Jesus, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow him afterwards.
这里约翰福音的十三章三十六节，西门彼得问耶稣，主啊，你去哪里？耶稣回答说，我所去的地方，你现在不能跟我去，以后却要跟我去。
See?When we are on our journey, beginning our journey, say, Jesus, wherever you go, I will follow you.
当我们刚刚信主的时候，我们对主说，主啊，你去到哪里，我也会去到哪里。
I remember us as a group of students, we were in Royal Albert Hall.
我记得我当时我们还做学生的时候，我们在那个 Royal Albert Hall.
And when the evangelist came and said, come forward if you want to serve God,My whole cell group went forward.
我记得当时那个宣教士他们在前面呼召的时候说，有谁想要服侍主，请来到前面。
In tears, we were like, God, use me, Lord, use me.
我记得当时我们整个小组成员全部去到前面，满含热泪的说，主啊，使用我，我要跟随你。
Anoint me.
主啊，求你恩膏我。
And I will give my life to you.
主啊，我把我的生命要献给你。
And after which we went back to the halls of residence and say, you know, brothers, when we graduate in 5 years' time, we will meet in Jerusalem.
然后当时我们回到学生宿舍，我们彼此说，那么5年之后，我们要在耶路撒冷相见。
And we will share the testimony of how great God has used us.
我们说那个时候我们要一起分享神如何极大的使用我们的见证。
That meeting never happened.
我们曾经说了那个五年之后的那个会议。从来没有发生。
35 years later, we met on Zoom.
然后35年之后呢，我们在网上见面
了。I met all of these people on Zoom.
但是我在 Zoom 上面网上见到了我们曾经的那批人。
And we dare not talk about Jesus.
那个时候好像很鲜少的在提起我们的。
In case it might upset some people.
以免会冒犯我们当中的一些人。
So what happened?
那这这么多这这么几十年的事情，到底发生了什么事
呢？ See, when you're walking along with Jesus,
当我们跟主同行的时候
，things happen，
有事情会发生
，and it is not as easy as we thought，
并不是像我们当初所想象的这么容易来跟随主。
But I'm telling you, if you can stay on the path，
但是我告诉你，如果我们就是走在这条道上
，no matter how many times you fall down，
不管你跌倒多少次
，you get up and you carry on。
我们再爬起来，再继续往前走。
It is rewarding，
就会得到赏赐。
Hallelujah! The devil wants you to give up.
仇敌想让我们阻止我们就放弃。我们
Your body gets old and tired.
然后我们的身体也会好像更衰老疲惫。
Your mind gets more and more cynical.
好，那我们的思想也越来越的
cynical, doubtful.
可能有很多的疑惑质疑。
And that's what happened to our cell group.
这也是我们曾经的那个小组成员的事。情况
Amen. We get stumbled.
我们跌倒了，遇到困难了。
And so, in the beginning, Peter had tremendous amount of enthusiasm.
就像我们这里看到彼得当时被神拣选的时候，充满了信心，充满
热情。And in verse 37, he said, Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now?
然后三十七节，彼得说，主啊，为什么我现在就不能跟你去呢？
Do you know he said the favorite word?Of Christians,
他说了我们基督徒最好像最流行的一个格言。
What is the word? Now.
我们最常说的就是现在主，我现在就要跟你去。
And we always pray that now.
所以我们的祷告常常是主啊，现在就回应。
Now, in the natural, who likes that word now?
那么其实在我们日常当中谁最喜欢这句话这个字眼呢？
Those of us who are parents realize the kids like the word now.
可能我们做父母的知道我们的孩子就最喜欢这个字我现在就要我现在
Whenever you hear that word, it's a sound of immaturity.
每次你听到这个字眼的时候其实是一个很不成熟的表现
Have not yet grown up.
是还没有长大成人的
You want it now.
我现在就要
You see, God can wait a long time.
我们的神他非常的很久忍耐可以等
候神的时间 He has a lot of patience.
他有很多的忍耐
You see, enthusiasm for Jesus is not equal to loving Jesus.
那么在主面前我们那种热满腔的热血并不代表我们真的爱主。
You see, many Christians, they're enthusiastic about their church, but that doesn't mean they're enthusiastic, that doesn't mean they love God.
很多人他们可能对他们教会的事情他们满腔热血但并不代表他们真正爱主。
We cannot save the world with enthusiasm.
我们不能靠着我们只是一腔的热情来拯救这个世界。
And Jesus knew that.
主也知道这样的一个情况。
You see, what Peter had in the beginning was enthusiasm. He did not have love for Jesus.
所以彼得他最初所有的是对主的这种满腔的热情。
To follow Jesus for 3.5 years as a superstar. Wow, it's great.
在那地上三年半跟随主好像跟随一个大明星的感觉。
Until he was crucified.
直到主被钉十字架。
And none of them said, "No, he's not my master. I don't know him."
所有的门徒都来不认主。
You see, that's why Jesus knew that. Jesus knew that.
主知道我们的。
Verse 38, he said, Jesus answered. Go back to verse 37. He said, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay my life for you," just like our cell group said.
就好像这彼得继续说说主为什么我现在不能跟你去我愿意为你舍命
You see, sometimes we live in denial
很多时候我们自己欺人
Just like my friends my cell group if you ask them are you following Jesus they will say yes I am but they're not
就好像我曾经的那些小组成员你问他说你还跟随主吗他说是的但是真实的光景并不是这样
We like to think we're following Jesus
我们可能自己觉得我们在跟随主。
And then even Peter says, "I will lay down my life for you, Lord."
彼得这里甚至说：“主啊，我愿意为你舍命。”
You see, I used to say that a lot when I was young.
我年轻的时候，我常常讲这句话。
I don't bother anymore.
现在我不再这样讲了。
Because that's just enthusiasm.
我觉得我这样说只是出于一种热忱、热心。
You see.What's missing in my heart is love for Jesus.
但是如果这样讲，其实我心里面缺失的是对主真正的爱。
And so Jesus answered in verse 38, "Will you lay down your life for me?" Wow, come say it, right?
然后38节，耶稣就回答说：“你真的愿意为我舍命吗？这么厉害。”
Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow, and you will deny me 3 times.
他说我实实在在告诉你鸡叫以前你要三次不认我
And in today's modern translation it says Truly, truly, I say to you When you get a job You will deny me 3 times
其实换言之用我们现在的语言来说就是我实实在在告诉你 你找到工作你就会不再认我了
You see In verse 1 of chapter 14 which belongs to verse 38 actuallyIt says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me."
其实，在十四章第一节的经文，就是也是连续十三章最后这里讲，主说：“你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。”
See, that's the key.
这才是那个关键。
Although we have enthusiasm,
虽然我们很满腔热情
，and we really want to serve God,
我们真的想服侍神
，really want to follow Him,
我们真的想跟随他。
God knows, enthusiasm is not equal to love.
因为神知道我们只是有热心并不代表我们有爱
And we will mess up
也知道我们会搞
We will be ashamed of ourselves
我们可能也会为自己来羞愧
We will let God down
我们会让神失望
Amen In my 40 years, I have let God down countless number of times.
在我40年跟信主的这段时间，我无数次的让神失望。
To such an extent, I stopped being embarrassed.
到一个地步，我自己都觉得很尴尬。
I'm so ashamed of myself, but I'm no longer ashamed because I'm too ashamed to be ashamed.
现在我已经羞愧到已经不知道怎么羞愧了，已经羞愧了太多次了。
But that bit which I highlight in yellow is your key.
但是这里我所所黄色高光笔亮
Our
指出来的是
Walk with God depends on faith.
知道说我们跟随神的关键是信心。
Christianity is about faith.
我们基督教的信仰是关
于信心。Because if you have faith, God will make your enthusiasm into love and make what you want to do become a reality.
如果当我们对神有信心的时候，神会把我们曾经的这种热心变成对他的爱，神会让我们做到我们想做的事。
You see, I stop being troubled in my heart.
我选择不要在我的心忧愁。
Long time ago.
很早以前我就做这个决
定。And I begin to switch my trouble into belief in God.
我把我这种让我很忧愁的东西变成去相信神。
You see, God wants us to reach a point when we say, God,I can't walk this path without you.
神也让我们到一个地步，让我们意识到神说：“主啊，离开了你，我走不了
这条路。” You see, the path in front of you was designed for you to walk with Jesus, not walk alone.
因为在我们面前的这个人生的道路是设计让我们与神同行，而不是靠我们自己去走的。
You see, in my beginning of my Christian life, I've been running straight ahead, run, 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 hurry up, Jesus, hurry up.
在我之前刚刚信主那段时间，我是靠着自己的那边奔跑，说主啊，你快点，好像神要跟随着你。
And not long, you run out of breath.
然后很快你就精疲力尽了。
And then you still say, still such a long way.
然后看到前面，哇，还有很长一段路要跑。
Forget about meeting in Jerusalem 5 years.
别想五年之后在耶路撒冷相见这件事情了。
Wouldn't even get there in 50 years.
可能五十年我都去到不了那边。
Then we realize the Christian life needs the Holy Spirit.
这个时候我会意识到，原来我们基督徒的生命，我们需要圣灵的工作。
The mercy of God.
我们需要神的怜悯。
That's when we begin to turn enthusiasm into love for Jesus.
这才是我们把我们的满腔热心变为对主的爱的一个转折点。
You see, that's why at the end of chapter 21.Jesus asked Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?"
所以在约翰福音二十一章最后，主问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
Because that's what which was missing in what God was looking for. God asked him 3 times, "Do you unconditionally love me?"
当主问彼得说：“你爱我的时候”，他的换言之是说：“你彼得，你是不是无条件的爱我呢？”
And then twice he says, "Unconditionally, Lord, I love you."
然后他两次他说主啊我是有条件的爱你。
Jesus is basically saying to Peter, Peter, be honest, do you truly love me?
说耶稣对彼得说 你自己你坦白讲吧你是不是真的爱我。
And then in the third time, Jesus said, do you love me unconditionally?
然后第三次主才对彼得说你是无条件爱我。
Peter said, I love you with condition.
然后彼得的回答说：“主啊，我知道我是有条件的爱你。”
That's where God wants us to be.
这是我们神想让我们到的一个点。
To realize the condition of our heart.
让我们看到我们心的一个真实的光景。
I too, you too can say today, Lord, I love you, but I've got conditions.
今天你我们都要意识到这点。主是的，我们爱你，但是我们的爱是有条
件的。I wish I could love you with unconditional, but I can't, Lord.
我们都很期望我们能无条件的爱我们的主，但是我们做不到。
But I pray that you have mercy on me.
但是我们祷告神，你来怜悯我们。
That you will help me.
你能帮助我。
That one day I can become unconditional.
可能到有一天，我对你的爱能变成这种无条件的爱。
But where I am at the moment is that I have conditions, Lord.To follow you.
但是我知道现在我们的光景是我跟随你真的是有条件的。
And I have a very long list of conditions.
可能我有一个很长的清单。
Have you hidden your list?
大家是把你的那个清单都藏起来。
I've got a very long list.
我自己有很长的一个清单。
God knows where I've hidden it.
神也知道我藏在哪里了。
Let's be honest with ourselves.
让我们自己要
And so following Jesus for 3.5 years came to a climax where Jesus was crucified.
所以当彼得他们那些门徒跟随了主3.5年之后到了一个高潮当主被钉十字架。
Very similar to us. Enthusiasm starts becoming less and less. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Let's find an excuse why we shouldn't go to church.
所以感觉好像我们基督徒的一个真实的光景，我们刚开始很热情的去跟随主，但是到后来越来越没有力了，尝试开始找借口说不去教会了。
Until chapter 21 verse 3, Peter says, Simon said to them, I am going fishing.
直到约翰福音21:3，彼得对他们说，我打鱼去了。
What did we read in Luke? He left fishing, right?
刚刚我们在路加福音看到说他当时他撇下所有
He's given up on his job
他撇下他放弃他自己做渔夫的工作
To follow Jesus
为了要跟随主
I'm telling you when I read verse 3 I felt better
当我看到
I felt better
当我看到这个21:3的时候我心里好像有点安慰到我
Because even the mighty apostle Peter is a human
就是我们眼中的大使徒彼得他也是有人软弱的一面
Because after what he saw for 3.5 years he said it's not worth it
就算他见了3.5年跟随主日他说好像都不值得继续再跟随他
Following Jesus is not worth it
就是跟随主好像这件事情不值得去做
It's a great man
是很
It's God, Jesus is a great man
他说耶稣只是一个伟人
He's a great savior
他是一个大救主
But after 3.5 years ofyou know, living in that kind of pressure. No, 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 no.
但是三年半好像那种情况我已经受够了、哦、不要再这样做了。
I'm going back to work.
我还是回到我的老本行打鱼吧。
Retrace my steps.
再继续以前的那种从业。
And walk the other way.
然后背道而驰。
You see, sometimes we need to get to a point where we say, I want to give up.
可能很多时候我们需要到一个 地步是说、哦、我受够了我要放弃了
Because God needs you to know what your limits are
神想要你意识到你自己的一个
限量 See when we are walking along the path we realize our strength is not enough
当我们走在这个路上的时候我们会意识到我们的力量不够
Our wisdom is not enough
我们的智慧远远不够
Our ability is not enough
我们的能力也远远不够
And as a leader or as a parent you need toget to that point
作为一个领袖者或者是父母我们要认识到这一点
because if you do not pass your limits then you are always living in the minimum and not in the maximum
如果我们 不突破我们这个局限的时候我们总是活在最小而不是最大化
do you know what I mean? What I mean is this we will always see what God can do through our limits
我的意思就是我们总是用我们人的眼光来决定神可以做多少
We will always only buy what we can afford not what God can afford
我们总是说我们自己可以承担多少而不是神可以承受多少
We will only do what we think we can do what not what God can do
我们只是考虑的是我们自己能做多少而不是考虑到神可以做多少
God wants us to get to that point as quickly as possible
神想让我们尽可能尽快地达到这个
And that is in everybody's path
这是在我们每个人的人生的
God is leading you to a process where you will face that crisis That crisis means I can't do it Lord
所以神在我们领导经历的这个过程当中把我们带到那点让我们意识到我们不能靠自己做什么
And you get to a point where you say I'm going back to work
可能你到一个点说你放弃说、哦、我还是回到我以前的工作吧。
You see, the most funny thing is, they said to him, "We will go with you."
接着，其实其他的人他们说，我们也和你同去。
So it's not just Peter feeling like that. The whole bunch of disciples were feeling like that.
不管只是西门彼得有这样的感受，跟随他的所有的门徒，他们都是这样的一个很气馁的状态。
So it feels like Jesus wasted 3.5 years.
就像主真的浪费了这3.5年的时间跟门徒一起
And that he died on the cross in vain
好像白白的在被钉十字架了
So they all went back to work
他们都回到老本行去打鱼去了
And they went out and got into the boat But that night, they caught nothing.
所以他们出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。
In other words, they went back to square one before they met Jesus. Back to the old job. The old job is catch nothing.
所以换言之，他们就是好像回到了第一、原最开始的一点，去打鱼，然后什么也没打着。
Sometimes as a Christian, we don't realize what we got.
很多时候作为基督徒，我们不知道我们所拥有的什么。
You see, they've forgotten what they've got for these 3.5 years. So when they went back to fishing, they suddenly reminded, we're back to a job that pays nothing.
所以当他们在那个三年半的时候，他们忽略他们三年半所得到的。当他们再回到他们最初的工作的时候，他们意识到他们在做一无所获的事情。
And here is when they have another experience where I call being born again and again.
所以接下来他们的经历呢，被我自己觉得是他们重生再重生。
I believe every Christian needs to go through born again and then born again.
我相信每个基督徒可能要经历这个重生然后再重生的一个过程。
And what I mean by that is that when you lay down your ideas of how to serve God, your ideas of how to live your Christian life, when you come to an end of your religion.
所以我的意思就是我们意识到我们不是按照我们的方法来跟随主，不是按照我们自己的想法来服侍主，我们去到了这个宗教我们自己的一个终点的时候。
When you can no longer trust the books that you've been reading, the Bible college that you've gone to, then you realize, I need Jesus.
所以我们不是依靠我们在神学院所学的知识，或者我们在一个书中所得到的一个知识，而是意识到我们要耶稣他自己。
I'm not saying books and Bible college is not good because I do it myself. I'm saying I have to learn Jesus is greater than my books. Jesus is greater than my lecturers and my theologians.
我并不是说神学院的那课程、那些书本、那知识不重要，我自己本身也在学，但是我说这耶稣应该超乎这所有的我们所学到的神学的知识这些理论。
So at the point when they gave up, Jesus reappears.
所以当这个时候他们选择放弃的时候，意识到做不到的时候，耶稣又再出现了。
The disciples were in the wrong place.
那么这个门徒他们出现了在一个不对的地方。
They should be in Jerusalem, but they're in Galilee.
他们应该在耶路撒冷，但是他们在出现了加利利的。
When we are giving up, we are in the wrong place.
就好像我们自己在一个不应该
在的地方。We're not in the place where we should be.
我们没有在我们神想让我们在的地方。
We're doing the job that we shouldn't be doing.
我们做一些我们不应该做的工作。
Jesus reappears.
这个时候神在出，主耶稣再出现。
This is why God is merciful.
这就是为什么我们的主是怜悯的神。
God does not give up on us.
他没有放弃我们。
What I mean by born again and again is this.The same thing that happened to them 3.5 years ago is now being repeated.
为什么说重生又再重生，就是三年半之前彼得他们所遇到的一个光景，三年半之后再一次遇到。
Peter met Jesus when he caught nothing.
当三年半之前彼得他们一无所获的时候，在那里他遇见了主。
Now they meet Jesus again when they caught nothing.
所以这一次当他们又没有打着什么的时候，他们又要遇见耶稣。
And in verse 6 he says to them, cast the net to the right side of the boat and you will find some. And so they cast it and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish.
这里第六节耶稣对他们说，你们把网撒在船的右边就会得到。于是他们撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼很多。
Verse 7, then the disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, it is the Lord. And Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord. He put his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea.
这里第七节，耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上外衣，跳进海里。
You see, Jesus, this is Peter, did not say, "Ah,、oh, it's only him."
当时听到那个门徒说是主的时候，彼得的反应并没有是很淡然的、淡定的。
Don't, Pastor, don't ask me to come back to church. I've been there before.
他并不是很坦然的说，哦，不要叫我再回教会了，我以前去过，知道什么样子。
Don't get me to serve God. I've already wasted my time.
不要再叫我来服侍主了，我已经浪费了很多时间了。
Amen. But Peter.He responded by throwing himself into the sea. He went back to Jesus.
当时这个彼得他听到这句话是主这句话，他的反应是他马上跳进海里，快快的跑向主。
You and I need to go back to Jesus.
你和我，我们要快快的回到主面前。
Every time when we realize,
每一次当我们意识到这一点的时候，
I can't do it, Lord.
我靠自己做不了。
I can't walk this path in life without you.
我不能靠自己来走我这个人生的道路。
And every time when you realize that,Get over your disappointment quickly and run to Jesus.
每次当我们意识到这一点的时候，我们要快快的从失望当中站起来，快快的跑向我们的主。
God will often remind you.
神会常常的来提醒你。
How you were called. How you were called.
你当初被呼召的时候是怎样的？
He reminds you of your early days.
他会让你想起你初信主的时候。
A number of times when this happened to me, I remember my first.Yeah, with Jesus.
当我遇到这样的情况的时候，很多次，好几次，主让我想起我初信主的时候。
When I encountered Him,
我如何与主相遇的经历。
And so Psalm 143, it reminds me, Psalm 143, He said, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I pondered the work of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you."My soul thirsts for you like a parched land.
诗篇一百四十三篇五章五到六节说：“我追想古时之日，思想你的一切作为，我默念你手的工作，我向你举手，我的心可想你，如干旱之地盼雨一样。”
You see, brothers and sisters, sometimes when we remember the past history that we had with God,
很多时候，当我们想起在过往的经历当中，我们跟主的经历。
It stirs up a thirst in your soul.
好像搅动在我们灵魂里面对主的渴慕。
Like it did for me, God, I really want that presence of yours.
就好像我想起，想当年我多么渴慕当年与主相遇的这种同在。
You say, God, I don't know where I've gone wrong. I don't know where I got lost in that path.
主，我不知道在这个道路当中我在哪里迷失了，我在哪里出错了。
I want you, Lord.
但是今天我想要你。
And so Peter.Has been taken back and then brought back to Jesus.
所以，彼得他回到他最开始那个地方，然后再一次与主相遇。
And then in verse 18, Jesus says to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you want. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go."
这里约翰福音二十一章十八节，主说：“我实实在在的告诉你，你年轻的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。”
See, Jesus was addressing Peter's desire.
这里主在对彼得说他的想法。
What was his desire?
他的想法，他的意愿是什么呢
？Two things.
两件事情。
Lord, I want to follow you.
主，我想要跟从你。
Wherever you go, it's his first desire.
这是他第一个想法，就是不管你去到哪里，我都想跟随，跟
从你。What was his second desire?
他的第二个想法。
I will lay down my life for you.
他说，主，我愿意为你舍命。
See, when Peter said that, he really meant it.
当彼得他这样说，他真的是发自内心的说这句话。
Although he was enthusiastic, but he was genuine.
虽然他当时只是一腔满腔的热情，但是他是发自内心说这个话的。
All God wanted to do was for him to realize you can't do this by your own strength.
主这么做这么多，就让他意识到，其实他不能靠自己的力量去做成这些事情。
So whatever desire you got for God is actually legitimate.
所以其实如果我们对主有任何的这种渴慕的想法，都是 OK 的，好的。
Don't give up on it.
不要放弃你对主的这种想法。
Because you just need the Holy Spirit to help you.
我们只是需要圣灵的帮助，让我们做成这些事。
So then Jesus is saying to Peter, Peter, you will fulfill what you want to do.
所以主在对彼得说，你会做成你想要做的事。
Now Peter, here's the difference.
但是这里有一个不同之处。
Now that you know that you can only love me with condition.
现在你知道你是那种有条件的爱来爱我。
Here's what's going to happen.
接下来会发生什么
？From now on.
从现在开始。
You can't go where you want to go.
你不会再去你想去随意去的地方
，because that was immaturity.
那是在当年你年轻不成熟的时候所说的话。
You see, he says, when you were young, that was only 3.5 years ago. That's not young like that. It means when you were young in faith.
这里他说年轻并不不只是说年龄上的年轻，而是在属灵生命的年轻的时候。
When you are mature, Peter.
当你在属灵上还是婴孩，还不成熟的时候。
You will learn to do what I tell you to do.
你会学着去做我要你做的事情。
Go wherever I told you to go.
你去到我叫你去的地方。
It is only then will you be able to accomplish what you always want to do.
只有这样，你才会做成你一直想要做成的事。
That is to follow me and lay your life down for me.
就是你所说的，你要跟随我，并且为我舍命这件事。
Hallelujah! This gives me hope.
看到彼得的经历给我有带来盼
望。You know, as a Christian, we have desires to serve the Lord.
作为基督徒，我们有这很大的渴慕，想来服侍主。
To know Him.
去更多的认识他。
But we can't do it in our own strength.
但是我们不能靠自己的力量做成这一事。
So we need to allow the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们要允许圣灵来带领我们做成
这一事。And when that happens,
当这样的事发生的时候
，He will do it.
只要圣灵。就会做这样的事。
Amen. We will be able to obey.
我们要顺服。
And we will be able to go wherever God tells us to go.
我们就可以去神想要我们去的地方。
And then verse 19 in brackets, this is what it meant. This he said to show what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is what I call.Born again and again.
所以他这里说，
Next verse. Yes, sir.
所以耶稣说这话是指对，耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死来荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
This is the second time.
这是主第二次对彼得说这话。
Where Jesus, after 3.5 years, asked Peter again.
在三年半之后，耶稣再。对彼得说这句话
Follow me.
对他被彼得说来跟从我
This is a transformed Peter.
这一次的彼得是生命被改变之后的
This is a renewed commitment.
这是一个再次被更新的一种委身
But to a different person.
这是对另外一个人所说的
This is no longer Peter, the person who's waving, who's unstable.
主这次说的这个说话的这个人，不再是三年半之前那个摇摆不定、只是有满腔热血的那个彼得。
This is to Peter the rock.
他是就是说这个有磐石的彼得。
And that's why in the first phase of our walk with God.
所以在我们刚出跟随主的这个过程当中
，And I can testify of this.
我可以做见证说
，It's all about preparing you.
都是关乎预备我们的这个过程。
For the real work.
为了预备我们来做那个真正的工作
The work of the kingdom that really does matter
是做神国真正在乎神国的事
It seems like we've already done a lot It seems like we've already accomplished a lot No, I have to be born again and again
好像看似我们在过往的日子当中我们为主做了很多事情很多服事但是神要让我们重生再重生之后
We follow Jesus but we need to follow him again
我们可能曾经说我们跟随主，但现在我们要再一次来跟从他。
Amen. Someone who didn't know what, someone who went from enthusiasm now is walking in love for Jesus.
一个曾经只是对主充满热心的一个门徒，今天是带着对主的爱来跟从他。
Someone who thought at the beginning I can do this, now this mature version will say I can do this, I can make it.In partnership with the Holy Spirit,
一个曾经自己拍着胸脯说自以为有能力可以做成的那个人，今天说我要靠着与圣灵的同工，我要做成这个事情。
Amen. That's what changes.
这就是这个改变。
That's why serving the Lord is so rewarding.
所以我们服侍主是极大的一个赏赐。
You know, you may be spending 20 years serving the Lord, and you felt, "No, I'm going to go back to fishing."
可能你在经历了二十年服侍主之后，你到最后很会心上去做，还是
you feel you wasted your time. You feel you wasted your time.
你觉得好像你的服侍都是在浪费时间。
Every time when they mention the word pastor or church, no, you feel angry.
所以每次可能他们听别人在你面前讲起牧师啊什么的时候，你的心里面是充满恼怒的。
So much so, many Christians decided not to remain as a Christian and come off the path.
这是为什么很多人他们不再愿意做基督徒，他们就做一般的人。
But they don't realize the first years that you spent was to understand yourself.
但是他们有意识到，他们可能他们信仰的前半生是帮助他们意识到他们自己的。
That what you offer God is too limited.
你所能献给神的是非常有限的。
So God has work to do.
因为神有在你生命当中有工作要做。
He got you to a place where you realize.
他会把你带到一个地步，让你意识到你真实的光景。
My love for Jesus is conditional.
我对主的爱是非常非常有限的。
My strength is limited.
我的能力是有限的。
My wisdom is limited.
我的智慧也是非常有限的。
And then when you go through your born again and again,
当我们经历这个重生再重生的过程的时候，
when you realize who you are,
当你真正知道你真实的光景的时候，
and then you begin to listen,
然后这个时候你开始听，
you hear the words,
你开始听到神的话，
follow me,
神对你说，跟从我。
Now, this time is different.
这一次的跟从就会跟之前不一样了。
And Jesus and Peter went forward and did great things for God.
然后之后彼得就跟随主来为主做大事。
Tradition says he was crucified upside down.
我们有传记说彼得是被倒着钉十字架的。
Do you know why?
为什么他会这样做呢？
He said to the people who were killing him,
他对那些要谋杀他的人说
I am not worthy to die the same way as my Lord.
他说我不配跟我的主一样按照主的方式来被钉死。
And so he requested, can you turn me upside down?
所以他要求被倒着来钉十字架。
That's what tradition says. If you go to Rome, that's what they tell you.
这是传统说，可能去了罗马有这样子传说，说是记载。
Not only did Peter fulfill his promise to Jesus,
不光彼得做到了他曾经对耶稣的那个信仰。
Today, his death being crucified upside down really does glorify God.
今天他真的他的死，他倒着被钉十字架，这样的死法都荣耀了神。
Amen. May he be a great encouragement to us.
愿今天彼得的经历对我们来每个人说一个极大的鼓励。
So I'm speaking to all of us who desire to follow Jesus.
我对我们当中每一个渴慕来跟随主的人说
to say you are following Jesus.
我告诉你，你是在跟随主。
Because you are getting closer to him.
因为你的越来越靠近他。
If you're getting away from him, that means you are departing from God.
如果你离神越来越远，那么就是你在远离神。
But if you're getting closer to God, then you must be following him.
如果你跟神越来越靠近的时候，那你一定是在跟随他。
Amen. Let's pray.
阿们，让我们祷告。
Lord, we follow you.
主，我们要跟从你。
We love you.
主，我们爱你。
I ask you, God, today to remind us, O God, to when we follow you, we have to follow you by faith.
主，让求你今天来提醒我们每个人，当我们说我们来跟随你的时候，我们是要靠信心来跟随你。
But I thank you, Lord, for Peter, who encourages us.
主，我们谢谢彼得的经历，极大的鼓励我们。
That we can really do it.
我们不能靠自己做到。
We can really, really do it.
我们不能真的做到。
We can do it.
我们可以做到。
We can do it, Lord.
主，我们知道我们可以做到。
Because it's through your strength, Lord.
靠着主你所赐给我们的能力。
Through your wisdom.
靠着你所赐给我们的智慧。
Through your guidance.
靠着你的引导。
That we can make it, Lord.
我们可以做到，来跟随你。
So I thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，主耶稣。
I pray that, Lord, that you encourage every brothers and sisters here today.
主，求你亲自来鼓励我们这里的每一个弟兄姊妹。
No matter what we are going through.
不管我们现在经历怎样的光景。
Good or bad.
不管是好的还是坏的
When we hold on to Jesus,
当我们紧紧抓住耶稣的时候
Somehow we will make it.
我们知道我们会
Hallelujah, and with joy we will make it.
我们有喜乐来做到
Thank you, Jesus. Let's all stand.
感谢你耶稣
Hallelujah.
让我们站立起来
Hallelujah.
the blind see. Mighty is your hand to deliver me. King of heaven, exalted above all, my victory.
Father, I ask you to bless every person here and bless every family. May this coming week, Lord, that we realize we are following Jesus. And may we see our path in a different way. Father, I ask you to give us this fresh encounter with you. That our eyes may be open. And that we know our Lord will be with us. So I ask you to bless every person and every family.
In
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐，如果大家需要祷告，请给到前面，神祝福大家。